Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive all next week alongside my partner in crime, Darren Bain. Now, we start the podcast off by reacting, of course, to the big story that broke during my Drive Time show yesterday as Gary Lineker was told to step back from presenting tonight's match of the day with both Ian Wright and Alan Shearer deciding to join him. Here's how we reacted on TalkSport, starting with our very own Simon Jordan.
You must remember that Gary Lineker, in part, is in a position where he can leverage the enormous influence that he has. Millions and millions of followers have, in part, a significant part, been built on the fact that he's a BBC-related person. And in line with that, the BBC have very clear policies. If you want to make it a divisible line and you want to stand in solidarity behind something that you all believe, I'm not entirely sure these boys subscribe to that view, but if they feel they want to have solidarity with Brother Lineker, that's up to them. But the other guys that may want to do it, they then subsequently shouldn't be vilified.
I just think it's frustrating in this current climate that it appears that the government has influence on everything and will now destroy my Saturday evening and my enjoyment from watching Match of the Day, because I feel so passionately about it. It seems to be all sort of, if you're against the government or you speak out against them, they'll find a way of silencing you, which I really struggle with.
I think whether you're Alan Sugar saying something derogatory about Keir Starmer and presenting The Apprentice, and Gary Lineker saying something derogatory about the Conservatives on Twitter, or that one of their policies, and presenting the football, I don't think there's much difference.
I don't agree with Gary Lineker, but at the end of the day, I thought we lived in a country that has free speech. And I must admit, the BBC taking action like this is absolutely ridiculous.
This is BBC One. Now, on a change to our regular programming, it's time for Match of the Day with Andy Goldstein and Darren Bent.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Match of the Day with me, Andy Goldstein, alongside a player who knows exactly what it's like to hit the back of the net, Darren Bent.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, it's been a crazy weekend in the Premier League as we bring you six high-scoring matches right here on Match of the Day. Let's start off. Bloody hell, we're good, aren't we? This could actually happen tomorrow night. And we were also joined by political writer and former Labour press secretary, Alistair Campbell, who also gave his opinion on the situation.
Are we seriously saying that a couple of tweets by Gary Lineker are doing more damage to the impartiality of the BBC than the fact that their chairman sits up there fixing £800,000 loans for Boris Johnson, making donations to the Tory party, being a mate of Rishi Sunak? You know, it's just a nonsense, the whole total nonsense. And they've got to, I really do think, the reason I'm so exercised about this, I actually think this is a really dangerous moment for democracy. And that's really not to overstate it. If you go back to the 30s and 1930s in Germany, it started with these little moves, these little things that seemed insignificant at the time, but they build and they build and they build and they build. And before you know it, we're an authoritarian country.
Now, Alice, I know you're busy, I know you've got to go. My last question to you, have you spoken to Gary Lineker today? I know he's your mate.
I haven't. No, I mean, I am a friend of his, and I've sent him the odd message saying, you know, keep your chin up and hope you're all right and stuff like that. But here's an interesting one. I did the BBC a few minutes ago, and they introduced me by saying, Alistair Campbell, who has a business interest with Gary Lineker because Gary Lineker's company produces his podcast. And I said, that's interesting. So are you going to now promote every news bulletin on the BBC by saying this is the BBC whose chairman is a Tory donor? I mean, this is what I mean about the kind of this sort of cowardice of it all. And I'm not criticising the journalist. That's the environment and the atmosphere in which he's operating. But I do think it's dangerous. And I've got to say as well, Ian Wright, absolutely fair play to him. He's basically come out. He's come out on strike. He's basically joined in the strikes. He's saying if Gary's being treated like this for, you know, standing up for his values and his beliefs, then I'm not going to be there on the sofa. And, I don't want to put pressure on anybody. I hope the others, you know, take note of that.
Well, that's enough of politics. Back to today's football.
As Bournemouth come forward straight from the off, send the ball into the area, and they've scored within 10 seconds! Oh my goodness! Philip Billing has tucked it away!
Now Salah inside the penalty area, Darwin Nunez! 1-1!
We have to step up, we have to make sure that we create the atmosphere on the pitch.
Oh, what a goal! What a wonderful goal! Damari Gray! And he's been turned in from point blank range! And it's that man, Ivan Toney, again!
I'm only focused that I have him on Saturday. Maybe we'll have him for the rest of the season.
Little flip by Harrison. Purple shoots! It's in! Leeds!
In swinger from Gross, right under the crossbar, and headed in by Lewis Dunk. Squares it for Maddison! 2-1 to Leicester!
There's João Félix, and this time he's not offside, and Chelsea do take the lead.
The boys have been in a good place, good spirit. They've stuck together through a bad time, which is good. There's a lot to say about that.
Then gives it to Harry Kane, who turns right footed and produces a terrific finish.
And towards Renan Lodi, cutting it onto his right foot. Oh, what a strike!
He's ahead of Cash. He's got Konsa with him. Gets up to the edge of the area. Zaha! 1-1! Reiner back into Haaland. Oh, what a finish! Inevitable!
We wanna do it. And this is the biggest compliment for our organisation, for all the club.
The first game of the day comes from the Vitality Stadium, where Bournemouth host Liverpool. TalkSport's Alex Crook spoke to Jordan Zamora and Jadon Anthony, who are hoping the Cherries can improve on their latest outing with the Reds.
And the goalkeeper, Mark Travers, bless his soul, has done nothing wrong all afternoon. He's just been beaten by 9 great goals. Simple as that. Liverpool 9, Bournemouth 0.
It's been a while since that game, and a lot of things have changed for us as a team and for them as a team as well. Obviously, we want to get a better result than we did last time and really show a good account of ourselves. And hopefully, we can do that on Saturday.
What was it like coming off the pitch after conceding so many goals? What was the dressing room like afterwards?
Yeah, it was the worst dressing room I've been in. Obviously, it was not a nice day for anyone, and I'm sure for the fans it was even worse. So, it wasn't the best dressing room, and you know, we had to pick ourselves up and try and push back from that.
They've not been in scintillating form, Liverpool, until last weekend.
Yeah.
And then it all seemed to come together. Were you sort of watching that game and thinking, oh no?
No, I think I think you have to look at their whole season. I think they probably haven't been where they wanted to be, which is, I can see why they sometimes have games like that where they won last week. So, but they've got the talent in that team. So, I guess we just got to be prepared as best as we can, and be ready for it. Yeah.
And for you as a defender, you look at the front three in particular, all got 2 goals apiece against United: Nunez, Salah, and Gakpo. How do you start to try and stifle them?
Yeah, of course, like, you've got to first understand like the talent that they have. Of course, they're all world-class players, so you have to give that into reasoning and then just be ready. So just be ready on your game and hopefully get a bit of luck against players like that and just like minimalise their chances as best as you can.
And you can hear how Bournemouth fare in their game with the in-form Liverpool, live and exclusive on TalkSport at 12:30. Now, one team certainly not in form is Tottenham Hotspur, and their manager, Antonio Conte, has come out swinging in the press conference following a week which saw their season completely derailed.
That's 4 seasons in a row Spurs have lost in round 5. And today they've been humbled by a hard-working Sheffield United side.
Our depth in the squad doesn't look great. We just got to go for that fourth spot now, because we ain't winning nothing again.
Wolves 1, Spurs 0, and it's Adama Traore with a goal.
Absolutely unstoppable. What a finish.
Why can't we just change for once?
and try and be a little bit more attacking. That was rotten, rotten to the core.
Yeah, Tottenham's European dream ends with a whimper.
In this moment, we don't have a solid foundation to be competitive, to fight, to win.
They're on the brink of losing their top four place in the Premier League and knocked out of the Champions League tonight.
I have good guys, but sometimes it's not enough to be a good guy. You have to show the right desire, the sacrifice into yourself, and to fight, to win the game, to win the duels, to be nasty. Yeah, I think that, man, sometimes we are a bit soft. The environment has not patience. Or maybe the environment doesn't want to understand the reality.
And at 3 p.m. you can hear live commentary of Tottenham's trip to Nottingham Forest. It's live on TalkSport 2 as they look to save their season. Elsewhere in the Premier League today, Crystal Palace welcome Manchester City to Selhurst Park. Still winless in 2023, manager Patrick Vieira has come under some scrutiny recently, but former Palace Mona owner Simon Jordan believes the critics need to look at the bigger picture.
They're 12th in the league. So where would you expect Palace to be? I'm the last person to defend Steve Parish, but where would you expect Palace to be? They're not breaking the bank, spending money on transfers. I do think that they've evolved.
Are they not expecting to be where the likes of Brighton or Brentford are at this moment?
Again, we'll see if Brentford are in the Premier League for 10 years. Let's see where they are in 10 years. Palace have been there for 10 years and have done remarkably well to be in the Premier League for 10 years. Brentford have been there for two. Let's see how that pans out. Palace once upon a time were pushing up the league, getting to cup finals against Man United a few years ago. I think you have to be realistic about where they are. Yes, Brighton have done remarkably well, and they're doing very well, and that will, of course, stick in the craw of Palace fans because there's this rivalry, and the Palace-Brighton game will take its own life next week because there's this, you know, unique dynamic in that particular game, which is why the games often finish as draws. But the bottom line is that Palace, to me, the feedback I get from people like Dougie Friedman on the occasions I see him, that Patrick Vieira is very well thought of, very well liked, very easy to work with.
I'm sure he is.
So I can't quite understand. I'd be jumping on the bandwagon, don't worry about that, if I felt it was an opportunity to have a swipe at certain people at Palace, but I'm finding it difficult to see what it is they would expect.
And from one man facing criticism to another, Leicester City manager Brendan Rodgers thinks his squad has the quality to steer away from trouble.
I think there's a recognition there that we're in a position and a place that no one wants to be in. However, I have enough confidence and faith in the team and the squad and all our work that we have the qualities to come through that. You know, and this is the beauty of it. You do your talking on the pitch. Like I said, with the guys, I'm not sure what you're referring to in terms of what's gone on, but I can only focus really on our performance level, and if we get that right, we'll get the results that we need. We all know we need to win, but that's something that, you know, I'm seeing in the players, I'm seeing that focus. I was disappointed for them last week because they didn't deserve to lose the game, but we did, and we have to not accept it well, but we have to accept it, and now we've had a good week's training, and hopefully we can get a positive result on Saturday.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, Leicester host Chelsea today, and following their midweek success in the Champions League, their boss Graham Potter has been speaking about the uncertain future of Mason Mount.
Ultimately, it's between the club and Mason. But I've spoken to him numerous times about his situation, football and life generally. My feelings for Mason are clear. I think he's a fantastic person, firstly. But sometimes these things happen. They're just complicated, and it's best that I speak little about it and let them get on with it and deciding what's right for both parties.
And my friend Darren Bent gave his qualified opinion on Mount's situation during last night's Drive Time show with me, Andy Goldstein.
And listen, he's won some big trophies since he's been there. He's won the Champions League. He's won the Super Cup. He's won the Club World Cup. He's got to two FA Cup and League Cup finals last season. He's been Chelsea's Player of the Year twice. So that tells you he was very good last year. Maybe got off to a bit of a slow one this year. I think he's only got two goals, if memory serves me right.
Yeah.
Or three goals this season. He got 11 last season with 10 assists.
But no one's been flying at Chelsea this season.
No, exactly. But I can understand the frustration from Chelsea fans who wouldn't want him to go, because at the end, ultimately he's one of theirs.
What split do you think that is?
70-30.
What, they don't want him to go?
They don't
That's
want him
quite
to go.
High, right?
Yeah,
so okay.
They don't want him to go.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if he's not getting what he believes he's earned, and there's reports saying the amount of money he wants to earn is on the same level as Kante, then I can understand why.
About 300 grand a week.
I'd understand why they wouldn't give that to him. But if you look at the clubs that are in for him, the only one that makes sense to me, and that I think they need him, is Liverpool.
And as always, Adrian Durham will take you around the grounds from 2:30 today, with so much to play for at the top and the bottom of the Premier League, and of course all the leagues below. Well, that's it, gang, for two reasons. One, of course, I've run out of words, and B, I've run out of voice. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, if my voice can hold out. Until then, thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.